This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 30, 2009. The gift of doubt. The scripture is John 20, verse 25. Unless I see the nail marks and put my finger where the nails were, I will not believe. When I pick up my morning cup of coffee, I often chat for a moment with the cashier, who's skeptical about religion. He believes that science has refuted everything religion offers, and all that's left are fairy tales. But one day he quieted his voice and told me his daughter wanted to believe in God, but he doesn't know how to talk to her about faith. He steadfastly held to his doubts until his daughter's questions left him wondering. Thomas was concerned to have just the facts. The truth had to be right in front of him before he would believe. But let's not be too hard on Thomas. In the face of tough times that were hard to understand, many of us might have acted the same way. Thomas hadn't been with the other disciples when they first saw the risen Jesus, but eventually Thomas saw him too. Without rattling the doors or floating through the windows, Jesus came into the room, stood among them all, and said, "Peace be with you." Then Jesus invited Thomas to touch his scars so that he could see Jesus was real. Stop doubting and believe. That was the wake-up call for Thomas to move along to truth. Jesus was indeed risen in the flesh, and we who believe it with eyes of faith today are blessed beyond what we can imagine. The Lord is risen. Thomas's doubting helps us to believe in the Lord who is fully alive.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.